You're invited to partner with the SID Media team in our School Shoes and Stationery 2024 project. We will be making a lot of children smile in January at the start of the school year with your help. So come along and partner with us in buying the following items: pens, pencils, rulers, school shoes, and sanitary pads. The drop-off point is at SID Media Studios, 8 Viceroy Link, Route 21 Corporate Park, Centurion. Or you can make a donation to Standard Bank, account number 415-215-161, branch 051001. Reference, school project plus your name and surname. Check out our social media pages for more information. Let's join hands together and put a smile on someone's face.
All right, we'll try again. Pastor Musaguiza, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Broken.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. All right, let's get into our question for today, Mfundisi, before we lose you again. Our question for today is how do we reconcile the diversity of religious beliefs with the idea of a singular true God?
Yes, thank you very much. I think you correctly put it that, first of all, in your statement, that God is singular. God is singular. He is transcendent. He is the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is the supreme. But nevertheless, our understanding, our idea of that God and his teachings, his doctrines, and his tenets, they vary from person to person. And that has given rise to so many belief systems. That's my understanding. And when I make my belief system loud, I definitely find people who follow me, follow after me. And then we establish a church, be they an organization. But it all begins with an idea of my perception of the teachings of God. Religion is an idea, by the way, according to Elizabeth Isike. So I think what varies are our beliefs, our interpretation of God and his teachings. But God is singular.
I don't know if Mfundisi, if you're also responding to the part, or you're yet to respond to the part that says, then how do we reconcile that? If there's one God, then why is it that we are so adamant in different truths about this one God? Shouldn't he be able to teach us one truth about him?
Sorry, come again.
This God, we believe in this one God. We believe there's one singular God, and I agree with you, Mfundisi, that's the case. Why is it that he seems to be teaching us different things about him? Surely it should not be my truth. It should be God's truth. It should not be my way of seeing him. It must be his way of showing himself to us. Why does he appear to be showing himself differently to us? Because that's what happens with these diverse religious beliefs.
Okay. Perhaps it depends on, say for an example, if God appears differently to the people of the same organization or the same belief system, then perhaps it would be a case for our levels of understanding. Perhaps I'm new to understand God. Perhaps somebody who understood God a long time back ago, who has now traveled with God in a journey of understanding him for over a period of time. Maybe our seeing that God may give to a person who has lived a long time moving with that God, understanding with that God, or perhaps it is the depth of our faith, perhaps. If I'm understanding the question very well.
Okay.
Sorry, the first part I had answered the question of why so many denominations.
Okay.
If God is one.
Got it. Got it. I hear you, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Appreciate your answer. I got it loud and clear. Appreciate it, Mfundisi. Thanks for your time. Looking forward to tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to connect sooner and much clearer. Thank you, Mfundisi.
So it's my pleasure. My apologies, though, for losing networks. I'm at a youth camp.
That's all right, Mfundisi.
It's a place where internet is intermittent.
I understand. I understand. As long as we're able to reach you finally, thank you very much, Mfundisi. We appreciate you.
It's my pleasure, Lukondwana, and all the listeners. Have a good day, full of blessings.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.